Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast, number 1735, the topic is mindset, and the title is Improving Focus and Energy. Ooh. We had a listener reach out, which I love, so thank you very much to everybody who listens to the podcast. Anytime you want to reach out, you're always welcome to. They said they've been struggling with motivation. They're struggling staying disciplined and focused with what they know they need to be doing. They just have low energy. They wondered if there was anything I did with my clients that might be able to help. So there's a phrase that I think will help all of us when you're struggling with focus, when you're struggling with energy, when you're struggling with motivation. The phrase is, take your meds. Yep. You want to take your meds. What this stands for is an acronym for MEDS, an acronym for meditation, exercise, diet, and sleep. That's what the MEDS stands for. Again, is meditation, exercise, diet, and sleep. Take your meds. What this means, meditation, it's me time. It's a time to get away from the noise. The noise is just anything. I mean, literal sounds. It could be your phone. It could be people. It could be demands. You just want to have time where you remove yourself from the stimulus and just calm things down. This could be when you're driving. This could be when you're doing chores. I have played with all of these concepts myself, but I have literally had earbuds in, like earphones in, but not had anything playing. I just wanted it to dampen sounds while I've been cooking or while I've done dishes, while I'm folding laundry, just anything to just kind of reduce stimulus and bring myself into my own world, into my head, rather than being always reactionary to the world around me. But if you have time, if you find time, if you make the time, to get away from the noise. Again, that could be, you know, daily commute. That could be doing chores. I've literally set a 3-minute timer and just sat in the bathroom. So I've turned off the lights, set a 3-minute timer, closed my eyes in a bathroom many times. But the idea is to reduce stimulus and focus on deep breathing. There's a breathing basic, really basic technique that's just 3 in, 3 out. Is you breathe in for a count of 3, you breathe out for a count of 3. So I'm going to breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. So the idea is as I'm breathing in, I'm thinking 1, 2, 3. Then when I breathe out, I think 1, 2, 3. You can hear, even in me just describing that, how that slows everything down. Then, in that quietness, with that slowed pacing, you can think of a lot of things. One of the things I like to do is kind of gratitude, thoughts of gratitude. What am I grateful for? What am I excited about in life? What am I thankful for? What are some recent experiences that made me happy? Did I laugh today? What did I laugh about? I try to think of things that make me more thankful for, more appreciative of, more aware of the happiness and good things in life. So the idea of meditation isn't that you're going to, you know, make a little weird symbol with your hands, sit cross-legged and om. You can do that. 100% you can do that if you want. But the idea is just reduce stimulus, do some deep breathing, and think happy things. As goofy as that sounds, it can be 2 minutes, 3 minutes, it can be 10 minutes, it can be whatever you need it to be. It just needs to be. You need to be doing it. So that's the first part of take your meds is meditation. The second part is exercise. And anything counts, literally anything. You can go for a walk, you can do a fun activity, you can walk your dog, you can play with your dog in the kitchen, throw a ball around, whatever you want to do. If you have a cat and they're somewhat interactive with human beings, you can play with the cat. If you have a goldfish, sure, you can play with the goldfish. Just do something that gets you moving. You can set a 5-minute timer, 10-minute timer. I've done that before. I've literally done bodyweight squats while I waited for food to microwave. You just gotta move. You got to move yourself. Get some blood flow. There's a lot of benefits when it comes to like happy hormones, serotonin, dopamine, all those kind of good things in our body. That when you move, it just helps everything flow. Everything help moving in your body. It just helps you put yourself in a better state. So exercise, and it can be literally anything counts. 5-minute timer, bodyweight squats, push-ups, sit-ups, whatever you want to do, walks, fun activity. You can go for a bike ride. You can rollerblade. You can do jumping jacks. Doesn't matter what you do. Just move, move, move. If you're on phone calls, just walk around on a phone call. One of my wife's managers walks, and you can often hear birds chirping in the background while he's talking, and it's nice. You know, it's just nice to get up and move. Diet. That's the third letter of meds, M-E-D. The D stands for diet. And anything counts. You just want to feel as though you're doing something in a positive way nutritionally. Maybe you don't eat anything for the first couple hours when you wake up. Kind of have low energy. You're kind of in a lull. You make crappy decisions and you're tired by the end of the day. Eat breakfast. Get something in your face at the beginning of the day. Anything. Doesn't matter what the hell it is. Just put some things in your face. If you want to be more specific, you can try to get more protein in. Oh my gosh, everyone undereats protein pretty much. So you can focus on protein. You can also just try to consume less sugar. That will help as well. Just anything that makes you feel like you're making a positive steps towards healthier eating will improve your energy, and that can improve your focus and obviously your energy. And if you're looking for extra resource, extra education on that, on our website, www.brutalirongym.com, we have a free nutrition education page. On that page, the first document that you can click, you can view, you can print, you can download, all that stuff, is a create your own nutrition program document. So you can do that for free. It's available on our website. The last thing of meds is sleep. You want to work on improving your sleep quality. I do understand that we can't always improve sleep quantity, but we can improve sleep quality. We have podcast 1149, which is a mindset podcast titled Creating a Healthier Sleep Pattern. You can find all of our podcasts on our website. Underneath the podcast player that I believe goes back 300 or so episodes, we have directions on how to find older podcasts, whether you're on a mobile device or a laptop. So you can go back and find podcast 1149, Creating a Healthier Sleep Pattern. It talks about what to do nutritionally as you approach sleep, what to do with blue light, whether that's TV, whether that's a laptop, what to do with temperature, how to kind of regulate skin. This is a weird thing, but your skin is kind of like alive while you're sleeping. So say, for example, you're sleeping uncovered and there's a little bit of a breeze that crosses the room. You'll feel that in the hairs on your skin, and that can actually wake you up. It can make you feel less settled. So actually putting on a very light blanket or a light bed sheet, can dampen the reactions your skin has to the change of airflow. There's a lot of nuances and weird fun things about trying to improve sleep pattern. So you can do that to improve sleep quality. Again, that's podcast 1149. But that's the advice. Take your meds. So if you're struggling with focus, if you're struggling with energy, when you're struggling, just remember to take your meds. Meditate, exercise, diet, and sleep. And remember that literally any improvement in any of those areas will help. Okay. If you have any questions, if you need anything, reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. On Instagram and YouTube, you can find us and follow us under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.